Open your eyes, sweetie. No, you're not dreaming. I'm talking to you, 14C. So don't take off those headphones. And don't make a fuss. You'll wake up the couple beside you. I was sure I'd seen your face before. You make this trip every month, right? You're not easy to forget. Always well-dressed. I like your outfit today. Very classy. Look around all you want. You won't see me. If you're looking for your phone, you won't find it. You dropped it on the floor after you passed out. You really shouldn't keep porn on here, you know. Very risky. Ooh. I like this picture. You're really fond of hentai, aren't you, huh? How naughty of you. Were you gonna rub one out? Were you gonna jerk off to this in your hotel room? Or maybe the airport bathroom? Or, perhaps you thought about visiting the restroom in the back there. Oh, don't look so concerned. I'm just having fun. Truth is, I despise these long flights. They seem to drag on and on. I get so bored. But, since you and I seem to be the only ones awake, would you like to have some fun? Don't worry. You don't even have to leave your seat. You got that blanket there? How about you, pull that up to your chest and cover yourself really well? Go on. Play along and I'll give you your phone back, I promise. That's it. Now, slip your hands under the blanket, inside your waistband, and do it quietly. Come on. Show me how badly you want this phone back. Doesn't that feel good? Look at the passengers beside you. What would they think if they woke up and saw what you were doing? Do you think they'd be appalled? Do you think they'd be turned on? They've probably never saw someone as sexy as you getting off right beside them. It's a real thrill, isn't it? Go ahead and relax. Close your eyes if you want. Just keep touching yourself and listen to my voice. What if I told you I'm doing the same thing right now? What makes it fun? Look at you getting into this. Licking your lips. Your chest rising and falling. And got me so wet, seeing the things you get off to. You have good taste. Especially considering who you're getting off to right now. Oh, sweetie, the things I'd do if I was seated beside you. Shall I tell you? I had slipped my hand under that blanket, run my fingers all around you, so gently. Maybe I could crawl underneath that blanket. Spread those legs and start kissing, licking, sucking. You'd be surprised at things I can do with my mouth. I can be discreet. But I don't have high hopes for you. I want you to touch yourself the way you'd want my tongue to touch you. Light and delicate at first. Exploring. All of your sensitive spots. Lots of up and down circles. Flicking my tongue. I do love to tease. Something this pleasant shouldn't be over so fast. Can you imagine me just flicking my tongue over the tip of your cock? That special spot of yours, over and over, using my fingers in all the delicious ways you love, and feel you twitch and clench as you get closer and closer to orgasm, only to back off and start all over again. You'd be quivering and sticky mess in no time. I was getting lost in that thought there. I have to be careful. Someone might see me like this. Alright, sweetie. That's enough teasing. You've been so good for me. I think it's time you got your release. Keep stroking. Nice and hard. But don't make too much noise now. They're stirring beside you. Oh, sweetie. Mad. Was that good for you too? And no one will ever know. Okay. I'll keep my promise. Why don't you go clean yourself up in the restroom? Better hurry before someone sees the state you're in. Your phone will be back on your tray table when you get back. And be sure to check your emails. If you're going to be in town for a few weeks, maybe you could invite me to your hotel. And I'll show you exactly how teasing I can be. Off you go.